Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the old man, stranded again, so off I ran. My young world crashing around me.
Sam Wilson bringing us back, one half of the Heart duo, her sister Nancy with her as well. The Wilson sisters, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Aysacker is our guest, the author of The Business of Belief, and which is one of all the books, one of my favorites, and he's written some books that are all my favorites. But Tom is a great thinker, and he's joined us now to extend our conversation, Tom, on why people don't change their behaviors, or what does it take to change their behaviors. Simply watching a video or listening to a speech won't necessarily change people's behaviors. Tom, whenever I give a speech to an audience, I hope that a year from now, if I see them, that they'll tell me that one thing I said, they still remembered and it was still helping them. I don't expect to have more than one, maybe two, but probably just one. And if I've done that, I've done a pretty good job. What do you think?
Well, listen, that's why I read as many books as I do, right? I'm looking for one piece of information, some insight that can help me do what I want to do better in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So your information, and here's the interesting thing about that information that they latched on to. No matter how engaging or persuasive the information is that you provide, it's not going to motivate their behavior. It's like fuel, right? Let's look at information as fuel. No amount of fuel can start a fire. I don't care how much wood and gasoline you surround with oxygen. You have to have heat for the wood to catch fire.
It has to be a spark.
That heat is their desire. So if you said something up on that stage and that connected with that desire that they have in their business to do certain work, then that information is helpful in moving people. Otherwise, they tune it out. They don't
mm-hmm.
even hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get a little confused, right? We say, I know. I'll get people motivated. Let me just send out more information. I'll tweet more Facebook posts, more videos, whatever it is.
See, this is the problem I have with motivational speakers. When I give a speech, I deliver information in a vote, and I've always tried to deliver something that would people could hang on to in a motivating way, in a motivational way. But I hear people who deliver no content really, but they the way they behave, the way they deliver their message, is it gets you excited, gets you revved up. But a year, it's like Chinese. It's like eating at a Chinese restaurant, right? You, an hour later, you're empty again. That's the problem I've got with motivational speakers.
Well, if you don't have an insight, any kind of insight that'll help you transform the way you're behaving, then you're right. That rah, you need the aha as well as the rah rah.
What about fear? What if your message could be connected to a consequence? Does that change behaviors?
No. And here's why. Because nobody, and this is something that a lot of people have backwards. I mean, the government with all this anti-smoking campaigns that are fear-based, they've got this wrong. They need to have an identity-based message. Something that says, look, you know, you're a father, you want your children to grow up with their father. You know, something that they can have a picture of the future that they want to see. And that's why they give up this negative behavior. Otherwise, when you give people a picture of the future that includes something negative happening to them, they will ignore that. They tune it out. I don't remember. I think it was Henny Youngman said something like, I read about the dangers of drinking, so I gave up reading.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That sounds like something he'd say.
We just don't understand how human beings operate.
But why do we? Yet, given an opportunity to listen to something like that, we take it oftentimes, right? We go and we listen to someone, or we or we go to church to perhaps to get a message from the minister or whatever we do, we make ourselves available to those potential behavioral improvement scenarios. So why, if we do that, why don't we take more of them seriously?
Because I told you, because the pig, we always want to be moving into a picture of the future that is motivating. That's what motivation is. It's a movement, right? To motivate, it comes from the root of the word to move. So even though that people are telling us there's a hell, and if we keep doing these bad things, we're going to go burn up there.
Mm-hmm.
We tune that out, and we go do things anyway. And we say, we'll just ask for permission, you know, forgiveness mm-hmm. later. We want a picture of something, a better future.
Do you think this is? Do you think that human beings are more predisposed to be this way as today in 2014 than were say 100 years ago?
Well, I think one thing that's happening today is that we are really being pushed and pulled more by our environment, right?
Right.
So our reflexive and automatic behavior is out of control, and it's mm-hmm. because the environment is whacking us with so many stimuli.
There's so many shiny objects, there are no shiny objects.
Right, so it's difficult for us to have a long-term view because the environment's knocking us around.
Yeah. Interesting thoughts, Tom. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. Give us your website. Give us your website quickly before we go.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com. Find Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen, wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.